Lecture topic, what is true Pada?
Someone asked the Tamil Nadu, why is it that women are wearing parda but they're not making parda? What an answer he gave. He said that they're not making parda because the parda that they're wearing is not shari parda. What the sharia tells you how to make parda, you have to make that for you. So no doubt that today the women are wearing parda. Unfortunately, when you wear parda, you do not want to see that person the second time. That's how parda is supposed to be. But here the person wants 10 times. If the way they attract themselves, then if a person don't want to see, won't see. Imagine an incident in India. Very old lady. And she was going to yoga in the Risha. But she wore a very beautiful parda. So those people, they thought this person that you know this Indian was a very beautiful person. So when they went behind the person, and the moment she picked up the parda, they turned away. So this is how it is today. You're making parda, but you're not making shari parda. Because shari parda, there will be definitely the effect in it. Because the sunnah of the Nabi Karim Allah said. So unfortunately, our ladies are not making shari parda. Do not wear that kind of parda would attract the next person. Usually a woman is supposed to wear her clothing and adorn herself in the house to that extent that when the husband is so covered, the moment he comes home and look at her, all the time is going. Everything according to intention. If a woman got this intention hard that you know my husband is working very hard and become very tired, let me take his tiredness out by just attracting myself. Ibadat. Ibadat. But as the time is changing, someone said that they don't outside, but now it is properly. The husband looked at it and turned away too. So how important it is that when you don your husband and your wife have to be so important. Secondly, it's very important is this much, that when a husband comes home, it's important that the wife must welcome him. Welcoming means that not much, but a door, you open the door. That everything must be prepared for him. Not that when the guy becomes so tired, he's about to sit down to eat, he hears his business in Musallam. Sitting this Quran namaz and that namaz and all. She does not know how to moderate herself, balance herself. Whereas it's so important that the husband comes, the life of husband is so high. That the moment comes, he must try a little bit. Let me do something to my husband, would accept him towards me and no one else. That is the question. How one must now accept my husband that he will not look at other women? That is what Allah Ta'ala gave him, that's kunu ilayha. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gave that's kunu ilayha, so that when he comes, there will be peace of mind, tranquility. No matter how much of problems he can go through, or say in case some misunderstanding between husband and wife. But when the husband leaves the house, he must make salam. Without leaving the house, he must not forget to make salam. That is dua straight away. So now when he comes back, she must make sure that she must not keep that at heart. That the husband comes now before he can start and she blows up. If she has any issues with him, first, you must try to attend to your needs. That my husband came from work, whole day he went through some hard time. Let me now attend to him, give his food, whatever he's supposed to be. I give it. Not that he comes, home, that as it is going a very heavy day outside, it becomes a bigger heavy day. So, but the way she must do something for him that was dawning herself, and thereafter the way she must prepare for him, that automatically whatever problems he's going to go away. So how important it is, look at that Sahabiya, when the child passed away, and the Sahabi was born, it so happened that when he came back, the first thing he asked how the child is. So how about the night he gets in sleeping peace? And if he chose, he'll be peace. But never spoke anything else, because why? Now just imagine the woman, what kind of courage she has. The courage that she had, that she did not even say to the husband that the child passed away. She kept it hard and she made sure she gave her husband food and everything. Everything gave her. And thereafter how she explained to her husband. So how much of service she would have made, because the whole night is this. She must speak to him about the whole night and issues and husband was restoring him. So the wife was going to what she was going to. What sabr? So this is what a wife is supposed to be. Natala must give this kind of wife. Therefore. So likewise, parda was the same thing too. Parda you make, you must make the right way, the parda that Hazrat is saying, that when the woman's hand was going to be covered. So when you brought the woman go to the cashier, and the cashier looks at the hand, Hazrat gave you the example, not me. Says, when the time when the woman goes to the cashier to give her hand, the right hand is what goes through that man's mind. What that? So how important is it that everything the woman must do, but she must wear, the way she must wear the parda, that the person will not see the second time. But the Lord will see her too. This is how it's supposed to be. Then you see how the barakat is. Otherwise there is no barakat. Now it's harakat. All the time, I must compete myself with that woman. Is she wearing that kind of parda? I'm with this kind of parda. I'm with all kind of fashions. Completing our competition, then what kind of parda that is? Islam does not teach us. Islam teaches us that you donyourself the husband, not house. That was the time of said, a woman is only allowed to go out to any function, the correct function, if she wears the same clothing which she wore in the house, the same thing she did when they go back. Not that she must wear somebody else. Because she was only gone for husband. There was a very great pious lady. As the Tamil mentioned it, that she, as far as possible, when the husband would come, she should don herself. And he said, no, I do not need you. Then she goes back and she's back normal and she goes back to Tamil Allah. Now today's lady, the husband comes so tired. When he comes to see the lady, the wife is still sitting in the musalla. Now he's waiting, he's hungry for her. He already did not eat those. Now he wants food. Instead of the wife looking that I must give my husband the food now, which is more important. But no, she sits down and give a tasbih and after what was he first and carry on. The husband he does sit down there. Then to your husband, she allows the husband to get angry and then all the wrong things from his mouth. Because you allow him to speak. So how important it is, you know, whatever we do, you must know how to balance our spouse. At Mokha Shalaz before that. As when you say Mokha Shalaz. And occasionally you see this occasion now, this is what I'm doing. No matter how much I'm doing, my husband came, he's tired. My duty is toward my husband. I'm going to make sure no matter what problem you have to do, he left home, you're fighting with each other, and left home, but when he comes home, you must be smiling, he must smile. Everything must be forgotten. But sad that today, you know, even the husband and wife, they don't talk of months and days. No months, they don't talk to each other. It's so sad. Because of small issues, they're not supposed to do that. Not supposed. Every day the heart must be clean to be good to everyone. So the Thani says that therefore that he is not because of Sharif. He was Sharif therefore, Farda, like a Sharia, then you see there's no such thing as any kind of that first morning before they get born. So that correct, our ladies also must be Farda the correct way, and we must also learn that we will make Farda. Because, remember, if we don't make parda, it affects the wife too. You mustn't think that a wife won't affect the wife. If you don't make the parda the correct way, if the husband of the wife is making parda, lot of precautions he's taking, but the husband is going out and making bare parda all the time, so that the fate of the birth of the king would come about. Mahazan gave us an incident. Dhruvaraj mentioned it to the king. He allowed his one daughter to return and said, take my daughter around and you meet all the people. And the people started meeting all the people who came back at one position, one place. One person kissed the cheek. So he had to report that too. So when he heard the kiss of the cheek, straightway he realized that many things have been I committed the same guna and now my child is infected. Who's thinking like that today? You see your child committing a guna straightway and thinking, well, am I not guilty for it? In other words, the team must have done something wrong. That's why he infected my own child. So just imagine that person thinks like this. So many a times I know many people, they say, I know a friend of mine, he has some weakness in him. He goes outside, his eyes are weak, some people's heart is weak, some ears are weak, but eyes are weak. So he committed the sin of the eye all the time. It affects the wife, it affects our relationship. And you think yourself, why we are fighting all this time? The effect of that is affecting the person. It harms the children also. So we all have to keep on guard everything else. So that is very important. Women today, we have to know how to stay with them. We must know how to. Then there will be a lot of barakat in it. However, listening to Majlis, Hazrat says, is very good, but more important to follow it. More important to follow it. Now these people listen to Muslim Majlis for the sake of giving others Majlis. Hazrat is not a Muslim. Giving Majlis to others, you say that is pride. That is pride. You want honor. You got this Majlis from that Buzhur or this Buzhur, now you sell it to others. You give them big Majlis now. Where one of the conditions or a person will become bad, to become a murid, he is not supposed to talk to anyone. Complete silence. Complete? Then on his benefit. Then he gets certain people, I guess, forgot. Hazrat said, when they begin to read Quran so much and tilawat Quran and the zikr and all, they forget their wives too. Now, we don't let them do it. So we forget their wives. With all the Quran they begin with, what the zikr they make, but they make sure that they fulfill the rights of the wife. But as she is trying to prevent me from committing guna, I must also try my best to, my level best to show that she was not also commit guna. You not commit? Everything is according to intention. You know the one in Buzhuk? He said, the man a copy of him, that's the highest community. I have never fulfilled my desire in my life. Although you had 5 children, you got. How come you say that you never fulfilled your desire? He said, I never fulfilled my desire, but I fulfilled my wife's desires. I fulfilled. So, person must know this thing that there's a way that there's time for everything. Sometimes he's reading the Quran, sometimes he's reading Tilawah or Zikr or something, and the wife invites to tell you, come. That's Islam, that's that. Now, it's ibadat that you leave everything to fulfill. That's very important. That is what you call a true person who is, and then his intention is, I'm going to keep her away from guna. As a wife also, if she's not going to come to the husband, if the husband invites, he says, I'm only going to him who allows it to, so that he's preventing from committing guna. That becomes ibadat. So how important is it? But now this is the wife of a small problem. For months she turns away. For months she comes away. She don't look at her husband at all. Failing to understand what harm can cause to the husband and to the wife. So Allah tells him, Amal can forfeit nasihatun. So Hadith says, to tell others, that is why you are honored, then you must know this much that it is pride. It is pride. You want honor people. So as far as possible, the person who has taken the road to Allah Ta'ala, one of the biggest conditions is, as I said, that person come unto. If a person wants to lead a peaceful life, Now everyone wants peaceful life. Every one of us sitting here wants peaceful life, contentment, peace of heart, tranquility. It cannot come with money. What does he say? Here, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your tongue. And close your ears. What is meaning of that? Put cotton wool. Would everyone else close your eyes? When you see something wrong, close your eyes and go away. That means you won't talk of that person. You won't do it. Become like Isa alayhi salam. The time Isa alayhi salam saw that person committing that guna, and he told him he took it and said, no, I did not do what they say. My eyes deceived me. Isa alayhi salam, my eyes deceived me. In other words, you are right, I'm wrong. So become like this, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, us. Your eyes must become closed, your eyes when you walk. When you close the eyes, you are not going to close the eyes. In other words, you don't see this. Close your ears, do not hear those things. That is how he says that. He says what does he say? He says, I'm telling you, you lead a very beautiful life. And I'm telling you, experience. Mother said, I'm telling you, experience. My husband should never talk. If I tell you something, you can only become guna. Never talk. If all of us can get that quality, we will talk. You come to know how much experience you see, Lord, how good you be achieving from everyone. You won't have one enemy. Hazrat is trying to tell us your eyes will be closed, your ears will be closed, everything will be closed. You'll find that you lead a very beautiful life. So that is one thing he says. The second thing he says to a person when performing salah. Perfect? Performing salah. Now you know when he should come. When you know he's performing salah in a masjid, and he knows this masjid is his namaz, the masjid will come out, he knows that all his sins are wiped out. Do you know a mu'min when he comes to his namaz in the masjid, how he's supposed to eat the correct way? Then the police start telling him, hold on. When he enters, say, hold on, don't let him come in. Allah says, why are you doing that? He says, because inwardly he's not bad, outwardly he's bad. Look at the mercy of Allah. Allah says, just lift up his sins, take it out, and then Allah will mercy. Now, if that person in that condition comes to the masjid and in namaz, with that condition, that he respects the masjid, not to talk to everyone, come to the church and meet Allah Ta'ala. You leave namaz and then he goes out, that time the police says, Ya Allah, what must we do? Allah says, when you lift up the guna, what must you put it back? Why do you put it back? Then that is the reason why Allah is saying that once you have already wiped out the sins, why are you going out to commit sin again? Why are you going out to commit sin again? In other words, what happened to you? When Allah has lifted the sins out away from you, when you go out of the money again, you commit sins. What kind of bandha you are? In other words, if you brought this in mind all the time, then you know what? And my sins, Allah, I thank Allah, Ta'ala, Allah has lifted my sins. I'm going to go out. I'm going to make wada on Allah, Muslim community. I'm going to make wada on Allah. Oh Allah has been so kind to me that He's lifted my sins up. Oh Allah, I'm going to commit that sin again. That is supposed to be said. So this is what it is. Then one very important point, as he says, controlling one's mind is very important. Controlling one's mind is very important. This is where we all are very weak. We are very. The control of mind means whether it's sickness, whether it's any kind of calamity you're facing, or any kind of thing you're going through, whatever. Do not think about depression. Depression comes when your mind is working. When your mind is working. Something you're facing, whether your business went down, whether you lost some child, whether something happened to you. No matter what sickness you have in you, by putting your mind in it, it does not make any changes. It makes it worse. It makes it worse. If you don't listen, you'll get sick. As he said, control your mind, and especially when it comes to this person with jadu on you. Please, We can tell you the universal jadu. Please, I'm giving you one very important tip. If you want to become strong, anyone can get someone the jadu on you, think nothing happened to me. Become strong in your mind, that and inshallah nothing happened to you. But when you become to see that nothing happened to you, no one did anything to you, your mind is looking, my brother did to me, my mother did to me, my father did to me, and my sister did to me. You break your relationship with everyone without any that. That's how the big story is. What we're saying, as far as possible, put your mind to this thing as strong that nothing is happening. My husband sometimes, you know, the time of Hazrat Aji and Abdullah Rahmatullahi, in the most hottest day, if he is cold. And the most cold day, if he is hot, how that is the mind. Is that the mind? It can be the most hottest day, but he put his mind is cold. If he is cold. And when the coldest day, if he is hot, if he is hot. Likewise, Hazrat Ji is so sick, you can see he is very, very sick. He can't even walk with it, but he speaks for 3-4 hours. Where the strength came from? It's because of the mind. You become strong in your mind, I'm not sick. I am not sick. So if a person, no matter whatever difficulty is going through, or is giving us this remedy, no matter what it is, if someone tells you sick too, you have been, I'm not sick. Inshallah, you don't stay sick. They will tell you what the mind can do. What is saying, make your mind strong. Make your mind strong. You know this famous story? You know, Madrasa. The children, they can today, you know, put the ustad, right? You don't need to teach. Say, so one person tells us, the head is saying, you're not looking well, looking sick. Say, so go away. Another student came, others, no, you're not looking well. There's really something wrong with you. Something. Then, no, go away. 3-4 children came, others, no, I don't. There is something definitely wrong with you. You can see in your eyes and all that. Oh, that even is mine now. I am very sick now. Now he said, I took leave. He got them all. Went home. Why? What happened to you now? No, I am very sick. He said, he's so well. He said, what's it you talking about? Go back to Madrasa. He said, the children brought you a bit like that. So that's how it is. The mind is something which you must try. That will half of that will be solved only with your mind. If you can only put your mind right. Once he said, was wrong places. He said, what's the reason that? Why is it that your eyes, your tongue, your body, your ears going to wrong places? What's the reason for that? You have to realize that. Yet you say Allah is present. Yes, you say Allah is present. Everyone knows Allah is present. You say Allah is looking at me, ya Allah. You know Allah is looking at me. With all that Allah is looking at you, how come your eyes are still in the wrong places? How come you still missing the wrong things? Why? Because it's hard. The heart? You have got hard in you, not hard. When a person gets hard, you forget everything. That's the way it is. You get drowned in the thing. How are you? You know, hard means only words. You are words now. When you get hard in you, then your eyes will go to the right places only. Your ears will go to the right places too. Your whole body will go to the right places. And once you get hard in you, then your condition becomes like this, that everything that you do, your tabiat becomes sharia. The tabiat becomes. And once the tabiat becomes sharia, then automatically then, you make sure that whatever you do will be according to the circumstances. For example, you come into the masjid, you enter the masjid, by mistake, instead of coming the right, you came in foot to the left. What will you do? The effect of whatever it is, the effect of the zikr that you're making all the time, and the power that you get in you, you go outside and make sure you put your foot there. Not that you think to yourself, you know, I did today, I will go tomorrow only. The heart is until I have not put myself right there at that time, you cannot sleep. For example, you're taking your clothing out. You're taking your clothing out by mistake, you took the right out before that. You make sure you put it right before you, touching your children. Not that you're thinking that, you know, next time, there's no next time. The heart is what I mean the mistake. Why I mean? When you're clothing, you wear the right. Taking out the left. But by mistake, you took out the right, and you put the left first, you take it out. That is what you call you put yourself right. The most second is the fourth is you have to put right. Once you take heart, then everything of yours will have Sharia, the Sharia will become Sharia. You're eating food to the nose and ear, you will tell you to read Bismillah. You all know that Hadith, the person who reads Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, and he eats food, and the time that Alhamdulillah, 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 all the sins are forgiven. All the sins are forgiven. So then you imagine all these things. As in very clothing that, you got toilet over you. By mistake, your right hand before the left, you come out into the right. It's not that you're waiting to put the mother. If you haven't got that condition in you to repeat it immediately, then you know that up to now, hard. You can't sleep, hard. Like taking up the clothing too. The last thing you take up is the pants. Because you must show yourself that you must stay at least as possible naked. Least as possible. That's why you take all the clothing out and last is your pants. The last is your pants. So that you must not be naked for Allah Ta'ala looking for Islam. When this condition comes into you, is a time when you make a zikr or a time that every part of your body becomes ibadat. And once a part of your body becomes ibadat, then you've got Sharia in you all that time. Allah Ta'ala Amal Kami, Ophidna, Rabbana Azina, Rabbana Azina, Rabbana Azina, Rabbana Azina, Rabbana
چلی سنت ہی مل جاتا تھا